We now present another episode in a radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Wilfred Bramble as Albert.
Trouble with him, he's got no flair. He's a rotten rag and bone man. Too soft. Let any old bag pitch in the tale about being a poor, lonesome old widow woman, and he'll pay her twice what the stuff's worth. And if they're young, it's worse. All he's interested in is the goods on display in their shop windows.
With Harry H. Corbett as Harold.
Even in the most generous light is a stupid, toothless, mindless old twit. But he's dead lucky. And if they dropped upon us by mistake, he'd be the only one left. Walking round the ruins, moaning. Give back, life back, you sleeping bag of bones, life back. Well, he's taught me one thing. I now know what a sleeping partner means.
This week, the musical evening.
Dad? Dad? I'm back! Dad? Dad! I'm ready, Alison!
You lazy old twit. Look at him. Oh, a sleeping beauty. I can't miss an opportunity like this. Oh, it's perfect. Yeah, this cushion would do the trick. Nobody would know. Old man, weak heart, died in his sleep. Nobody would miss him. I'd be free then. I could get out. The business would be mine. I could flog it all. Nobody would know. Oh, hello, Dad. I was just going to put this cushion behind your head. Make it more comfortable.
Hello, dear.
Have I been asleep? What's the time?
4:30.
You're along early. Have you unloaded the cart?
No, not yet.
What are you hanging about for? Go on, get your finger up. Get outside and unload it. What are you standing about for?
Why did I hesitate?
No?
Nothing.
Dreaming again. Go on, get outside and finish your work.
Well, I was hoping you might be coming out to give me a hand.
Yeah.
I've got a great cartload of junk out there.
That makes a change.
Look, if you ever say one encouraging word to me, I shall drop dead straight. I will.
Come on, if you want me to help you, let's get it over with.
Oh, God, if I ever come in here and find him asleep again, I won't hang about. I'll garrote him.
Don't do it like that.
I can unload it like that myself. Well, I don't need your help. If that's what you call unloading, you might as well go back to sleep. The idea is to lift it off gently, so as not to break anything.
Well, that's only good for firewood. You have to break it up in the end.
Look, I'll be the judge of what's to be broken up or not. Now, hand it gently. Now, give me a hand with this bell.
Anything in it?
No.
Here. These pictures are nice. I like them. I'll have these for my bedroom. I could do with something on the walls. Oh, good. You've got a set. Chastity, virtue, motherhood. They're all right, aren't they?
All right. They're revolting.
Big women. You don't get women like this these days. Generous, that's what these are. Ample. Oh, I don't like these skinny girls they have today. I like big, beefy birds. Oh, little ones. I don't mind little ones. It's the skinny ones I can't stand like you go out with.
I don't like those skinny birds.
Well, they're a bit close to the bone, aren't they? Not like these. There's no salt cellars here, mate. That's all meat. Yeah, I'll have these for my room.
Oi, oi, what about the rest of it?
No, I don't want any of that.
Look, I'm not interested in what you don't want. You're a right scavenger, aren't you? You're like a skinny little vulture, hovering about waiting to pick the cart clean. Now put that down and help me unload it.
Oh, girl, can't you do anything? What's this?
That, Father, is a moose's head. Museums gives a lot for them.
Ugh, it's got foot and mouth disease.
How can an head have foot and mouth disease?
What's in this sapling? Shoes? Hey, these brown and white two-tones are all right, aren't they? I haven't seen a pair of these since before the war. Used to wear these. 28-inch bottoms, a belt at the back of me jacket, double-breasted waistcoat and a Nancy Eaton hat.
Oh, yes. Very Foreign Office. Now, put them back.
Put them back? You're not flogging these. Bit of polish and a few nails, I'll be set up for life.
Look, you see the hole? They're all like that. There's kind of a hell of a lot of polish to fill that in. At least four tins, stuck in the toes.
You ain't flogging these shoes, and that's final. I've got just as much right to be well-dressed as you are.
Oh, I'm turning this in. I mean, I'm not a rag and bone man anymore. I'm a personal outfitter to you. Everything I bring home goes on your feet, your legs, your head, or up in your bedroom. You can't get a door open in your room as it is.
Oh, go on. Let me have them. I like nice shoes. There's only 8 pairs.
Well, you've got 3 tea chests up in your room full of shoes. You got about 60 pairs up there.
I like shoes.
Look, you've got 3 pairs of riding boots you never uses. And we ain't sold a bit of clothing in years. You nick it all. You got more clothes than George Saunders had.
Now, go on, let me keep them.
Oh, all right, then take them. I'm fed up with it. Take the car, take the lot.
Oh, thanks. Hey, what's in that tea chest?
You leave that alone. That is mine.
What? What are they?
Gramophone records.
Oh, no, not more gramophone records.
Yes, more gramophone records.
You got gramophone records. What do you want more for?
I'm trying to build up a comprehensive library of classical music.
Oh, God. Oh, I suppose we're going to have you sitting there with your hand over your eyes for a fortnight now. Haven't you got enough of them classical bits already?
No, I haven't. There are thousands of compositions I haven't even touched upon yet.
Have you got any twist records in there?
Oh, I sincerely hope not. I bought these from a very select lady. Her husband is a doctor. They both have a very cultivated taste in music. Oh, I should be most surprised if there's anything ropier than Rachmaninoff in here, mate. Here, with a bit of luck, I might even get a side one or two of Beethoven's Fifth. I've been looking for them for months. I'm fed up with starting halfway through the first movement. Do you know, I've not heard Beethoven's Fifth right the way through since September. And that was your fault. You ruined them. That and 4 sides of Finlandia, using them as table mats.
I was only trying to protect the table.
Now, what about my symphonies? Curl right up, they did. A great steaming teapot stuck right in the middle of them. I've been trying to replace them ever since. It's very difficult these days. You see, there ain't many 78s about. And there's upwards of 8 records in a symphony, you know. I can't mind that. Yeah, let's get these sorted out. Then we'd have a recital. Oh, yes. A nice musical soiree. Look, you can sit down, put your feet up, and relax. Oh, do you good. Instead of going down to Skinner's Arms, you can stay in and listen to some good music for a change.
Can I bring me shoes and me pictures? Yeah. I don't mind listening to gramophone records, but I wish you'd got something more cheerful for a change. That stuff drives me round the bend. They sound like as if they need a firework under the backside. So.
As usual, you are talking like a prize twit. Look, the horse has got more taste in his music than you have. Oh, you want to see his ears go up when I whistle the ride of the Valkyrie? You want to see him move? Oh, if I give him, I've had 90 nervous breakdowns, he'd probably give me a kick right up the shaft. Yeah, let's see what we got here. I want to be Bobby's girl. God blimey, here, you can have that one.
I thought you said she had good taste, this woman.
I must be one of her daughters. Oh, the kids are today. I mean, they've got no taste in music. If you ought to put me on that jukebox jury, I'd tell them a thing or two. I mean, the blocks and birds they got on there. I mean, what do I know about music? But what qualifications have they got to pass an opinion? I wouldn't ask half of them what time of day it was. Well, I wish I could get on there. It'd be the hooter for everything as far as I'm concerned.
Can I put my record on?
You're not playing that on my electric gramophone. It ruined my stylus.
Oh, what's the point of giving me a record if I can't play it?
Well, you buy your own gramophone. I wouldn't sell him my turntable with that rubbish. You buy your own gramophone. And play them when I'm out of the house. Go on, sort through your shoes.
Yeah.
Now, let's see now. De Bois Summers and De Savoy Orpheans. Roses of Picardy. The Miner's Dream of Ounce. Jimmy Leach and his organ aliens. Charlie Cunns.
You got some good stuff there, haven't you?
Now be quiet. All the good stuff must be at the bottom. The Teddy Bear's Picnic. Excerpts from the Chocolate Soldier. Oh, that's better. Oh, we're getting nearer.
Here we are. Oh, this is the gear.
Stravinsky. Oh, I haven't got any Stravinsky. Oh, that is marvelous. Sides 3 and 4 of the Firebird suit. Oh, this is worth a pound for the lot. Sides 3 and 4 of the Firebird suit. I haven't got a scratch on it. It's hardly been plied.
Good. Let's keep it that way.
Now, listen, Peter. We all know you are ignorant. Don't keep on about it. If you don't like it, bang your ears up or sling your hook or something. Don't spoil it for me as well, eh?
I'm talking my own house now.
Look, I don't mind you talking. You can talk as much as you like. Only sharp. I'm going to play my records.
I've got to do a bit of shoe mending.
What diabolical rubbish have you got now?
If we do it for the cobbler's kit. I've got me pliers, me nails and me hammer.
Oh, well, I prefer my record player. Oh, yes, this should really be good.
Isn't that beautiful?
What the hell do you think you're doing?
I'm mending me shoes.
Well, can't mend them now. I'll play my records, aren't I?
Does it put you off?
Well, of course it puts me off.
Oh, well, how long are you going to be then?
No, I don't know. I'm just playing my gramophone record and I put a time limit on myself. I might go on for hours.
Oh, I ain't standing there with me hammer poised waiting for you to finish. I've got me cobbling to do.
You don't have to do your cobbling tonight. You can do it tomorrow when I'm out.
Now, I've got other things to do during the day. I always cobble at night.
Will you stop that bending? Look, I've missed half of it now. I shall have to start again.
I don't like your music. I don't say turn it off, though, do I?
Oh, that is hardly the same thing, is it? I mean, the quality of your cobbling is in no way affected by my music. Well, that's conversely. I find it difficult to follow the score with you knocking 7 bells out of them boots with a 5-pound hammer. Now, will you kindly keep quiet?
No! I'm on my side of the room. I'm going to do me cobbling.
You're warped, you are.
You've got a twisted little mind. You're doing this deliberate just to go against me. You're nothing yourself, so you want me to be nothing. You can't stand me trying to better myself or watching me endure myself, can you? Well, I'm going to. I'm going to play all my symphonies and all my operas and all my concertos. I'm going to go right through my collection.
That's all right, Mummy. I've got all these boots today.
Well, I hope it puts you off. I hope you smash your fingers with the hammer. And when you wears them shoes, I hope the nails stick right up into your feet. I'm going to play the loudest piece of music I've got. I'm going to turn the volume right up. I'll drive you out, mate. Music don't only soothe the savage breast, mate. It gives you headache as well. Yeah. Do you know what this is? It's Wagner, mate. I'm really a drum splitter.
You carry on with your concert, son, and I'll get on with me cobbling. I'm ready when you are.
No, you don't. You keep away from my cabinet. That is my collection, that is.
Give me the hammer.
No! That one down with the rest.
Now, you leave that cabinet alone. Do you hear me?
What are you doing with them keys?
That stopped you, little guy, man. I've locked it. That's finished your musical evening, ain't it?
Give me them keys,
no.
Give me them keys.
Come and get them.
I'll kill you for this. Quick!
Give me them keys.
I ain't got them.
What you done with them?
I chucked them away.
You chucked them away. You great pillock. The keys to every tin we lock up are on that ring. The house, the gates, the stable, the safe, the records, the safe. Well, all right.
I don't know. Out in the yard somewhere.
Out in the yard somewhere. Come here.
Oh, yeah, come on here.
Now, take a good look around. By that wall there.
Over here.
Boiler, stoves, old cookers and hardware. About 10 tons of it. This side of the gate. There's bedsteads, iron, brass and wood and metal chairs, fire irons and dog baskets. Now, on the far side.
Oh, you're breaking me neck.
There's scrap iron, bedsteads and ball cocks. And you threw our keys into the middle of that lot. Where? We don't know, but somewhere. Come on, we got to find them, and it takes all night. Oh, God. What have I put my hand in? Have you found them yet?
Not yet.
No, mate.
No, they don't seem to be here, do they?
Well, of course they're here. I mean, if you threw them out in the yard, they must be here. They ain't going to disappear, are they? I mean, really, throwing away keys. Oh, honestly, what do you want to do a stupid thing like that for? How are we going to find them in all this lot?
I don't know.
Well, now you know you don't know. It was a rhetorical question. We've got to find them. The keys to the safe on that ring. Oh, our money's in there. We can't get the horse out of the stable. He's locked in. We haven't fed him yet. What are we going to do? Poke his out through the keyhole right at all?
You should have fed him before you locked him in.
Well, I didn't know you was going to throw the keys away, did I? The gate is locked as well. We can't get out. What a great twit you are.
I can't blame me.
Who else can I blame?
Oh, hey, wait a minute. I just remembered. We've got another set of keys.
Well, why didn't you say so? Crawling about the yard and our knees. Where are they? Where are they?
In the safe.
In the safe. You stupid old twitted old clot.
Don't look at me like that, Harold.
Now, look. Now, let's think about this. I mean, there's no use us wandering about haphazardly. We've got to work it out. Now, how hard did you throw them?
It's sort of an open shoulder, like one of them pace bowlers at the Oval.
Wait a minute. Come over here and stand by the door. Now, take this stone. Here are the keys.
Oh, the keys? Have you found a key?
No, I haven't found a key. Look, take this stone. It represents the keys. Now, you come rushing out of the lounge, like you did before, and throw the stone with the same velocity and in the same direction, same angle, same elevation, as you threw the keys. If I could remember what they learnt me in the gunners during the war, I should be able to work out the estimated trajectory. Huh? Right, now you get in the lounge.
Uh-huh.
Ready?
Right. Where's it go? Out there.
John, no!
Where? I don't know. I've got me glasses on. We'd better go and look for it.
Right, look, I ain't looking for stones, mate. We got plenty of stones. It's the keys I'm after. Now, let's start again. Let's see that throw again.
All right. Now, this.
You
are hold it there.
Oh, yes. I think I can work out the general direction. But look, hold your arms still. I've got to look along here, haven't I? Hold your arms still. Yes, well, all things being equal, allowing for a reasonable margin of error in the trajectory, I should think there'll be somewhere amongst that five and a half ton of rubbish over there. Look, can you remember what sort of sound they made when they landed?
Sort of a jingling sound.
Like a bunch of keys?
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you. That is a great help, babe. Come on, let's start shifting it all.
Why don't I move all that?
Well, can you think of a better suggestion?
Yeah. I know. Hang on a bit. This will ferret them out.
What on earth are you doing? What use is that?
It's a mine detector.
Oh, no, it's a mine detector. I didn't think it was a vacuum cleaner. I'm just asking, what use is it?
Well, it detects metal objects.
Oi, oi. Just take a look around you. Now, what would you say, in your opinion, does the vast majority of the stuff in this yard consist of?
Metal.
Thank you. And if you get any more ideas,
shut up.
Leave your thinking to me. Now, there's only one methodical way of doing this. Remove all this, piece by piece, shake it, and put it somewhere else. Shall we commence?
What are you messing about with that gas stove for?
Well, they won't be inside that, will they? I mean, keys don't fly through the air, open the oven door, nip inside and close the door behind them, do they?
Why am I falling through the air where the gas ring goes? Well, I'll have a look inside.
Oh, if only you'd do that with the one in the kitchen. I would have sloshed you if there had been. But will you concentrate on the job in hand? It'll be dark soon, then we've had it.
Oh, yeah. Look, there's that old suit of armour we picked up at that time. You remember that big house that we're knocking down?
Come on, rattle it.
There's something in that armour.
It might be a skeleton. Yeah, he fell off his horse and couldn't get up. Go on. Yeah, lift up the lid. See if there's a skull in there.
There's something in there. I heard it rattle.
How could a bunch of keys get inside that? I mean, the whole idea of these things is to keep stuff out.
Well, I could have gone in through the hole in the headpiece. There's certainly something in here.
Well, it won't be up there, whatever it is, will it? I mean, it'll be down at his feet.
Pull his leg off.
Look at that.
It's a set of teeth.
Blimey. Someone must have given him a wallop.
Yeah, great pudding. It's one of them pairs you brought on that time. The job lot, 4,000 in them. 40 quid it cost me. That was a brilliant piece of buying on your part.
Oh, I don't start on about them again. That's past history, that is. Look, start looking around those tins of paint. Yeah, that was one of your brilliant buys, wasn't it? 5 drums of army surplus khaki paint.
Hey. There's one here without a lid on. Look, see? The skin's broken. It's been done recent, that is. I bet they're in there. That's where they are, in there.
Well, put your hand in. Get them out.
Put my hand in there.
Well, it's only paint.
Oh, you put yours in.
No. I've got better clothes on than you.
I can't do it. I've just remembered I'm allergic to paint. I'll come up in a rash if I get paint on me.
You said that about Walter.
It's the lead. It gets in me lungs. Yeah, you see, it started again. It was the gas in the First World War that started it off. Paint aggravates me.
Oh, mind out. I'll put my arms in. Got him? Wait a minute. There is something here.
Is it the keys?
No, it's not the keys. I found that stone you just threw out here. Oh, blimey. We didn't find them stinking louds of keys in daylight. How are we going to find them in the dark? Dad? Bring a light over here, will you? Dad? Did you hear me? Where are you? Dad? Where's he got to now? How long have you been in here?
Hello, son. Have you found him?
I said, how long have you been in here?
Not long. I only come in for a little drink to warm me up.
You crafty old twit. I thought you was out there on the other side of that junk heap. Come back here. Come on, back you come into the yard.
Oh, let's go to bed, Al. It's gone 1 o'clock in the morning.
Look, I'm finding them keys if it takes all night. Now, you keep in my sight. You sort through that lot, and I'll rake the ground over here.
Seen this?
It's a gramophone.
Yeah, it goes all right. Can I have it?
No.
It's only one of them old-fashioned horn ones.
I don't care. You're not having it. We've already got a gramophone.
Well, can I play my records on your gramophone?
Certainly not.
Oh, then let me have this one.
Look, I'm not going to stand here arguing the toss. You're not having it. Go on, get looking for them keys.
Yeah, but
I do not want to hear any more about it.
Always wanted a gramophone of my own.
I bet it gets a lovely tone from a horn like that.
Hello. It's them. I found them. It's the peas.
Harold?
Where is it?
About that gramophone.
Oh, don't keep on about that gramophone, for God's sake.
I want that gramophone to play me records on.
Well, you're not having it. You're not playing that sort of music in my house.
All right, then. No gramophone, no keys.
You found the keys?
Yeah. They went the gramophone on.
Give us a mirror.
No. If I can't have this gramophone, I'm dropping these down this drain hole.
Give us those keys.
You stay where you are. One step forward, no drop them.
Oh, don't be daft, Dad.
So, look, we spent all night looking for them. But we're both tired and cold. Let's talk it over.
Come inside and let's have a little drink.
No, I want that gramophone. All these keys has gone down the drain hole.
This is black, Mike.
Make up your mind. My hands is getting cold. They'll slip through my fingers in a minute.
Do I then
promise?
Yes.
Cross your heart and hope to die in a cellar full of rats.
Oh, Dave. Oh, Sykes. He's like a little child, this man.
Oh, if it makes you happy. Cross me heart to die, cellar full of rats.
There you are, then. Lucky I threw them keys away, wouldn't it? We wouldn't have found this gramophone, would we?
No, we wouldn't, would we?
There, my own gramophone at last.
Oof. Not feel quite done in after all that. I think I'll chuck on some Tchaikovsky. Oh, I find him very relaxing. Almost soporific, you might say. Here, listen to this. I can't wait for the cannon to get done.
Oh, no, I can't stand that. My records are the best.
No, this time, Tom. Turn around.
You can't hear it.
I'll kill you. I'll punish Philip.
Yes, sir.
Too far.
What are you doing? Don't you touch my gramophone.
I'll put a stop to this, then. Once and for all, I'm going to take this obnoxious machine out into the yard, and there I shall jump on it.
No, let that down to it, Harold.
Your test is of no avail. Open this door. Let me in. Oh, where are those keys? Oh, God, I'll let them inside.
Right, let me in. Open this door.
What you doing in there?
Been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son. Written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson. Adapted for radio by Gail Pedrick and produced by Bobby J.